Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I'm joined by producer Joel.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, producer Joel. How's it going? What's been happening? What's new?
What is new? Not a lot. I'm all good, thanks. I'm sat around waiting for my vaccine so I can get out there and lick some members of the public.
Did you enjoy the Easter weekend?
I did, yeah. I did.
What did you do?
It was actually pretty tough because I'm in the midst of Project Buff at the moment where I'm trying to get buff.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have any Easter eggs, but I was bought some Easter eggs.
Oh.
And now there's just a shelf in my fridge that's just full of chocolate.
Same thing. I've got an Easter egg sitting there. But at the moment, I'm not even tempted.
Who will be the first to crack? Oh,
hello. Hello. I'm not. Yeah, it's good. I'm not tempted at the moment. Like, I'm quite focused.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all I think about.
Oh, no, just, mate, you need one day, eat it all. To be fair, my nephews came over. It was really fun, actually.
The egg hunt, how did it go?
Oh, it was great. It was really good, actually. Yeah, yeah. I was a bit worried that I just didn't know what level of clue was going to be right for 9-year-olds. Like, you don't want to make anything so obvious it's boring that they just know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to make it too hard. And it was perfect, actually. There's one clue that they didn't get, which was something about Pat and Jess, which is obviously...
I don't know.
Oh, so you
who are Pat and Jess?
Postman Pat and his cat Jess.
Oh,
where the envelopes are, like the little postbox. But they had trouble with that one. But I don't know if they... I don't know if Postman Pat's even a thing for them. Their age. Anyway,
sad.
But other than that, it all went down a treat, and it was so nice seeing them sort of just get excited to find the next one.
Yeah, of course.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was great. And it was nice having all the family over, and they've got a little sort of play area down the bottom in the field, and that it's just playing football with them. And it was like, it's great because it's like you're allowed to be like a kid again, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
Yeah,
so no, that was great. And it was nice weather on Sunday as well, out of nowhere.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah,
lovely.
It was perfect. So yeah, no, I had a bloody lovely time, actually. Did you go anywhere? Did you stay where you are?
We went and met a couple of friends in Victoria Park. Ooh. Had a little picnic. It was great. It's just weird. It was just weird to be like socialising and talking to people.
Yeah, it almost felt like being normal again, didn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely feeling like we're getting
there. And the barbecue as well.
It's nice. Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's a big issue for me is that I live in a one bedroom flat and there's a courtyard where there's houses, and so they all, as soon as it gets to summer, they barbecue all day long.
Okay.
And I can just smell barbecues from about midday 3 or 4 days a week. And I've got literally no way of making my own barbecue, so it's really sad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Joel.
I thought about getting a fishing rod and trying to catch a burger off the off the grill.
I'm going to cheer you up now then, Joel. I'm going to cheer you up. I was debating whether to read this to you because I thought, I don't know what it's going to do to his, you know, his ego. It's going to...
It's going to damage
it. No, I told you it's going to pick you up. So last week, the bonus podcast on the Patreon... at patreon.com/jokeswithmark was all about you, Joel. It was a podcast where you went through your old jokes from your set when you were a professional comedian, and it's gone down really well on the Patreon. People have really enjoyed it. And Daryl Milton, friend of the show, he said, I don't know if I should read this to you. He said, "Producer Joel is probably not only the best guest you've ever had," I feel sick saying it, "on the podcast, but he's also the funniest."
Oh my word.
I mean, what are you drinking, Daryl Milton? I mean, Joel, you're a cracking guy, but come on.
You found my alt account?
So yeah, there you go. And on that note,
Daryl, that's really made me feel great.
You know what? As you can imagine, really like chatting to you, Joel. I think we have good fun chatting. So basically, this sparked an idea of mine, and we're now we're officially this week launching a new podcast exclusive to the Patreon, and it's called. I have to look it up. 361 jokes, 5 at a time. That's what it's called.
Lovely.
Where I found loads of off-cut jokes.
Did you go through and count them all?
How many? I've numbered them. 361.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go through them with Joel. I'm going to tell him 5 jokes every episode. He's going to tell me what he thinks of them, and we're going to discuss them like we would on a normal podcast. But then I'm going to throw a random question at Joel about the topic of the joke. And then Joel has to reveal something about himself, and we have a nice chat. And we have just recorded the pilot one, and it was so bloody fun. It's really, really fun.
It was really good fun.
So I'm really looking forward to recording more of those. And that's going to go up this week on the Patreon. So you can go and check that out. And let us know what you think of it. Shall we crack on with this week's podcast?
Let's do it.
Who have we got this week, Joel?
We've got the amazing Jenny Collier.
It's Jenny Collier! Yes! Get this in your bloody ears. So, because you've been working, have you been doing any kind of comedy writing or anything? Have you been making notes on bits and pieces?
I've been making notes on stuff that happens in the surgery.
Oh, cool.
I've got a document open with trying to write down stuff. But what I'm realising, because I've tried to prepare for this, like, in the last 10 minutes, so I haven't got any...
that ever does this podcast.
I mean, I'm sure when I look back through it, I'll be like, oh, I should have done this bit and told you about this. I only just found this notepad because I thought all my stuff was at my parents' house.
Mm.
And I've got to just stop writing keywords because a lot of this means nothing to me, so I've got no
Loads
idea.
Of people say that,
freezer, veg bin, calendar from 2012. Nobody knows what. So when I write my notes about work at the moment, I have to be really like clear. This person said this about this.
Yeah. So do you think was that just like out of laziness at the time, or do you think it's just right? I've got a gig. I just need to write that just to remind myself the bit. Because obviously back then you knew what it was.
Back then I knew what it was. And I think there was a lot of confidence that I would always remember what it was because it was gold. Because at the time I was like lazy, probably quite bullshy, thought I knew what I was doing. And so I just write keywords. And so I've got so many set lists of just words. Mm. And some of them do make sense because I used the same opener for approximately 5 years. but some of them mean nothing to me.
So this will be a podcast, you telling me words, and then we just try and work. We could have a guess at what it means. So what's funny about a freezer veg tray?
Well, I think it's two separate things. Freezer and then underneath veg bin.
can you hazard a guess at what veg bin was? What's the issue with veg bin?
Oh, it's to do with house hunting and housemates. I remember I once went to go and view a house and the guy showed me, it was after I'd moved in, he showed me in the freezer. And it was just a block of ice with like fossilized peas. And he goes, I mean, that's just dark. And so he like showed me this like really sad, like bleak tour of the house. But I don't know why I would have ever put that in a set. maybe it was that. Maybe it was something else. I don't know.
That probably just happened that day.
Yes.
And you thought, write that down.
Yeah.
See, because it's quite funny, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, there's loads of stuff about that house. MDMA doctor. It was a drug den that I lived in. So
you live? Did you move in and people were already living there? Mm-hmm. Okay, and they were drug dealers.
Yeah.
Which you didn't know until.
No, I knew that they liked their drugs, but I just thought, oh yeah, who doesn't like a toke on a spliff? But it turned out they were quite heavily into all of the class A's.
So like dealing or just doing?
A bit of both, I think.
Oh, wow. So did you write more stuff about that as a thing? I suppose
it was probably more just going to open mic gigs, because it must have been in 2013, 14. I probably just went to gigs and like told the story and everyone was like, whoa, drugs. And then I took that as, God, that gig went really well. I must be good at comedy, but it's just people laughing at
I've never done any bits about drugs, really. I've never, because drugs is quite a common topic for comedy, isn't it? But I've never done drugs, so I've never written about them. I don't really know anything about them, other than I asked my girlfriend how she manages to stay up clubbing to the early hours. And she said, with ease. that's as far as I've ever gone with any drug jokes.
So good,
can you remember anything from that bit that you've written down about living with them?
I wish I hadn't fallen to that page, you know, because that page is giving me not a lot.
Turn the page over. I'll
turn the page, find something else. I mean, I've got notes in my phone as well, because I only found those a minute ago. I found a note which was a true thing that I think I might have said on stage a couple of times, which was, and it's a true story, it's just a very short story, which is, I was looking through a dating app with a male pal, and he was talking about if women looking at dating apps, if you see something that isn't a human and that's their only picture, it's a no, because it's not a human. But this boy that I was sat with, he said that if he saw a profile picture, if it was like just a picture of a fence, say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you get this where people just put inanimate objects. If it was just a picture of a fence, he would assume that it was somebody who had something about them that they didn't want people to go out with them just because of, e.g. really massive tits. And so his logic went...
Or it could just be a carpenter.
His optimism was aimed mainly at secret millionaire of tits.
What's the game there? Like what? You're not getting as many options that way. So and people that click yes to a fence, like they're surely weirder, aren't they, than people?
Well, I think the thing that I take away from it is men will swipe yes on everything. Or a lot of men, not all men, hashtag. But some men, including my pal, I can't even remember who this was.
I'll tell you what, when I first went on them, that's true. It was very much a keep swiping just to save time, really. And see what comes out. But then... But
rationalise a fence having massive tits as a, yes, I'm going to say yes to everybody. It's like, because he's saying she's probably a bit kind of, doesn't want people to go out with her because of the massive tits, so she's like keeping it back by just putting a picture of a fence. And it's like, surely she would just do one from there up or something.
Yeah, just anyway. A face. But then I discovered that sometimes there are people, you know, on these dating apps that you don't want to swipe yes to.
Oh right.
And if you just do it, you could swipe yes to people that like relatives, or, do you know what I mean? That can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started to be a bit more careful with it.
It sounds like you've been hurt by that exact thing.
No, but I had a scare, like a very close to swiping, like a relative once, and that was like, no, that's no.
Is that in Canterbury?
No, I could just phone them and ask them out. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember where I was. It was a long time ago. It probably was when I was working in Canterbury, even.
When you were what? Sorry.
When I was working in Canterbury, probably.
All right.
A few years ago. Yeah. So so you wrote down the thing about the fence and you just relayed it as this happened.
Yeah. Because I kind of thought that it would have, the audience would go, like the men in the audience would be like, yeah, it's probably someone with massive tits. And the women would be like, what? But instead the whole audience were like, what? And so
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I think that guy is just a bit nuts. But then what, who are these people just putting a fence? Just really quirky, really quirky girls.
Or are they just like bots? I don't know. I'm very cynical about it all. I don't know if cynical is the right word. I hate it. Mm.
Have you written a lot of stuff about dating apps?
Too much, so much, but I can't remember any of it now and I haven't got the notepads.
I wrote one which I think it involved... It just didn't sit well with me and it wasn't a good enough laugh, which was something about I went to, because the thing, so I went on a Tinder date and when I got there, she's a lot bigger than her profile picture. Because I mean, they're like phone size, aren't they? Which I think is a good joke. It's a good swerve.
Yeah.
But I don't like the feeling in the room.
Yeah, because before you say that, everyone's going, oh, okay, I hate him.
And then some rooms they won't laugh because they've gone too much that
they've
way.
They're already annoyed. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think it's a good joke.
It is
but
good.
It's in the locker. It's in the bank. If anything crops up that I need to use it. And I had a longer bit about social media, like not social media, about dating apps. But I've never really written many jokes about it, I don't think. Have you got a good chunk of it in your set?
I would say in my current, not in my current set, but I haven't got a current set because what's going on. But I used to regularly have like big chunks about it because it was such a large part of my life.
Yeah, can you remember any other bits that didn't work from that sort of stuff?
No, they were all gold.
Tinder gold.
I used to just have a list of like deal breakers, which got varying responses because I think so many people have got their bog in the background and I just don't understand why. And so I'd be like, it's a deal breaker if your toilet is behind you. And I think just a lot of people are just like, what's wrong with my toilet? Posh bitch, not having a toilet in your pictures. I don't know.
So these are conversations that you had with matches.
Oh, well, no, I used to have like a list of deal breakers that I would say in my set.
Oh, so
like,
okay.
If you're not smiling.
And then the audience were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it didn't work. It's just that I don't use it now because I think a lot of people have got a list of deal breakers that they have for interpretation.
Right.
It's kind of like a bit.
Do you think that's more of a woman thing? Because like you say with guys, they'll just swipe willy-nilly. Well, yeah.
They just want to jam it in a hole. Yeah.
Right. So what are other deal breakers then that girls have with these things?
Not enough smiling in pictures.
Really?
Yeah. If somebody's not smiling in any pictures, then they're a murderer.
But it's all nonsense, isn't it? Because they're just the photos that they happen to think look all right. It's like... That can't always be a definite.
Why haven't any of your pals taken a picture of you smiling or any of your family? And if
they don't like their smile, could have dodgy teeth.
They could have dodgy teeth, but they can do this.
And for the podcast listeners,
sorry, yeah, they can smile. They can do the braces smile. Other deal breakers are if they mention their mum in their profile.
Oh, really?
It happens so much and I don't understand.
Is it like it's like a I love my mum sort of vibe.
Yeah,
I'm a nice boy.
Yeah, I think they think it like sells them. But in fact, all it does is go, your mum is going to be an effing nightmare if we ever got together. Like, she's so in your life that, like, because sometimes mothers of boys can be a bit funny, can't they? But
have you had experience of that? Sounds like,
yeah. I once went on holiday with a boyfriend whose mum cut up his food. I went on holiday with him and his family, and his mum cut up part of his meal. And
no.
And he didn't like mushrooms. So we were sat, and he was here, and then his mum was opposite me, and he put the mushrooms to the side of his plate so that I could take them, because he knew I really liked mushrooms. And so he put them at the side of my plate for me. And then she, like, grabbed them back and ate them herself.
Oh, territory.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so don't mention mentioning your mum in a profile is just like,
because I've just had sort of,
there's just so much of it.
I've had some, like, crazy dads.
Really?
Mums have always been really nice to me, but I've had, there's been a few dads that have been a bit sort of trying to. The lucky thing I've got is, what I find is, it's quite funny because I think some of the dads want to intimidate me, but I'm much bigger than them.
I was just going to say.
So, and also, like with my, like, martial arts background and stuff like that they know about. It's an interesting dynamic because also, I mean, they like it because you can protect their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there was one that was really like an angry man,
mm-hmm.
just in life.
Right.
And he tried to intimidate me lots of times, but I just looked not like nothing bothered me. And he didn't know what, he was lost. He didn't know what to do.
What kind of thing did he do? He sounds like a yappy dog snapping at your ankles.
Well, one time, what happened? He just would lose it, totally lose it, but not at me directly, but just in general. That was his vibe. And there's this one time where I had to drop his daughter off to the hotel where they were staying, and I had to pull in before I thought I would have to, because there was another car doing something. So I pulled in quite kind of sudden. And he was out there waiting for me to make a mistake with driving. He wanted it to be a big deal that I was a dangerous driver or something. Like, he was why would you wait outside looking?
Wow.
And then I just saw her get out, walk up to him, and him do this with his arm like this to get inside the thing to her, and then he was going to come at me. I just drove past and just smiled and waved, and he was so angry and he couldn't do anything about it. So, okay, cool. So what else have you got down?
Oh God.
There's
a few bits from when I just saw a word mosquito, which was around the time that I was in Australia for the festivals there. And I remember thinking, I really need to start writing some, like, clean material, because a lot of my material is to do with, like, feces or like just general body parts. And and then I got bitten by a mosquito, and I wrote down that because it bit me on my flip-flop where my flip-flop rubbed, and I was like, and then I wrote like a tweet about it where I was like, oh, it I thought it was going to be really painful, but it's actually turned into an all-day foot clitoris. And and I was like, yes, I've got a clean joke because it's about mosquitoes, but it ain't. So I just remember that now.
I think that makes it funnier as well, that you don't think that is rude. Like, you think that's one of your clean ones. So what did you mean by that? It felt nice.
Yeah. You know, if you've got like an itchy bite.
Like, and because it was naturally itching it.
So the flip-flop was itching the itch, and it didn't get sore. It just itched all day, and it was like a satisfying itch, like the chafing. Chafing. And it just felt really good. You know, when you have a good scratch of something that doesn't wear.
But did that so that didn't work?
I think I was too disappointed in myself to use it, really. I was just like, oh, it's another rude one about clitori, so I can't.
How did your stuff translate in Australia?
Good. It was
just all fine.
It was all fine. Yeah, I did have I had a sit down meal with one of my Kiwi friends before I went, and went through all my jokes with him. He was basically
bet,
like,
"Bet he loved that."
They all make sense. He did. I think it was his idea. Was it his idea? It was probably, I don't know. But yeah, he very patiently went through the whole thing and was.
They
like,
all make sense. They're not funny.
None of them are funny, but we understand what you're getting at.
Oh, that's good. So mosquito clean. So have you been actively trying to write clean stuff?
Nope. No, I mean, every now and again, I'm like, right, I really need to. And I have got, there is clean stuff in and amongst it all.
Have you had stuff that you've dropped because it's too unclean?
Yeah, so when I first started, my closing joke was, I've come up with a really good chat-up line, which takes themes from two very famous chat-up lines. So there's, if I said you had a sexy body, would you hold it against me? And how much does a polar bear weigh? I don't know, neither do I, but it might break the ice. So mine takes themes from both of those. So mine's Arctic and slutty. So mine is, if I told you I was trapped in an ice cream igloo, would you lick me out? And it's like, it used to go great, but I just felt a bit like, oh, every time I'd say it and like my mum was in the audience, I was just like.
Oh, really? I don't think that's that bad.
Yeah.
Like, really, Dwyer's. I mean, that, you could
the thing
that
is, if the audience are on
set,
your side, they're
you?
Like, yeah. And if they're not on your side, they're like,
So did you move that to later on in the set? Or did you just...
I just stopped saying it, really. But I mean...
Oh, really? So it's just
I
an
opening
I bring
it out every
head.
Now and again if I'm doing like shaggers or something.
Right. Yeah. That's a good solid joke. That's a problem. Because right. You do a lot of one line, like essentially one-liners, don't you? You do.
Do some. Yeah, yeah.
And do you... Because you seem to make them fit quite comfortably in the set. Do you know what I mean? Whereas sometimes when you do one-liners and you've also got kind of more conversational... Mm-hmm. It can feel a bit weird, but I don't ever recall thinking, oh, she's done a one-liner there. It seems to fit in.
All right. Cool. I've got a bit that is not exactly cancelable, but that's kind of shocking because it's about, do you remember there was a crash at Alton Towers?
Oh, yeah.
And the girl got her legs amputated, I think. But it wasn't about her. It was, the joke was... I've got different euphemisms for the rags, the period, the woman's curse, which is there's been a crash at Alton Towers. And then and everyone would go, ooh. And I'd go, no, it keeps on giving because you can say the Smiler Ride is closed. So it was on the Smiler Ride that the thing happened. Smiler Ride is closed. There's like foliage grown around it. It's closed for about a week. But you can still go on the teacups or the log flume.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks. I said it.
You don't need to make it specific to that crash. Like you could just say the ride's closed.
Yeah.
Or you could change the theme park and the funny jokes are the bits that come.
Oh, I just remembered the bit that I said before that I said there's been a crash at Alton Towers. There's blood everywhere. Like so I'd say that. So it's like it does need for it to be like a gory crash.
Yeah. But I think it's okay if it's not one not a specific real one.
Okay.
If it's a generic one. I mean it still is, but I that takes the sting out of it. Because if you said it now as well, that was quite a while ago, wasn't it? So, and you could change the theme park.
Yeah. I'll refresh it with a bit of Chessington World of Adventures.
What's the other one? Fort Park. It's been a crash at Fort Park. I think that could work without being so... So was that just after the thing? Happened.
It was within kind of a year of it, about a year of it happening.
So the sting's taken out of it a little bit now, and I think the teacups and the log flume is too good. That's really really funny. I've never heard of your ass as a log flume. Essentially, that's what it is. That's great. So, what else have you got down?
I saw a minute ago. I had a bit about. A lot of the stuff that is not in anymore is just stuff about gross things that have happened to me, e.g. it's all like,
how does so many gross things happen to a person?
I feel like everybody has gross stuff happening to them, but they just don't tell anybody.
I don't think I have that much gross stuff.
Have you ever had a mole removed and when they burn it off, no, it smells like chicken? Because I have. And I used to have a bit about that and about how I had a mole in between my tats. And I was worried that it was going to grow to the same size as the others. So it would be like a third one, like the woman in Total Recall. Or as my mum calls it, Total Recall. I used to take the piss. Well, I do take the piss out of my mum in my set, but I've got multiple. I noticed one earlier. I've got multiple examples of her getting stuff wrong. When we used to go to salsa dancing classes when I lived at home for a short amount of time, they said you don't have to bring a partner. And instead of going, oh, they're just going to partner us with women, my mum thought that they were going to give you a blow-up partner. So I never said that on stage, but I wrote it down in my phone in 2016. We didn't need to bring a partner because they were going to have blow-up partners.
That's handy if you've got a mum that says things like that all the time.
She really does. She took a voucher to Morrison's, like a discount voucher or something, and she said, oh, it was out of date though because I wasn't on the game. She wasn't on her game, she wasn't up to date with it, but she, I wasn't on the game. But it wasn't as good as saying that my dad falling asleep meant that he was a necrophiliac, because that's still in my set to this very day.
So have you got a document just for things your mum said?
No, but maybe I should.
Because I thought that's what you were looking at.
No, I'm looking through my notes in my phone. I'm wondering, I don't know if this podcast is a forum for giving advice or tips and hints, but I really want to consolidate all my weird bits of paper and notes on my phone, multiple big pucker pads. Mm-hmm. And then I've got notes on my phone, pages, documents. How does everyone else do it? What's the best thing to do? I'm only 8 years in. How should I do it?
Well, I use Google Docs because you can access that anywhere, as long as you can. So it doesn't matter if something happens to your laptop, they're safe. Mm-hmm. And also Google Docs has a thing where you can type in a word and then it'll just take you to all the points where that word comes up if you're looking for something specific.
I'm gonna have to transpose all of these onto it, or it's probably not worth it.
I did that when I was moving flat a while ago, and I just had to get rid of loads of pads, and I just went through everything and wrote everything in one document just so I have record of it.
So it's all in one all your comedy is in one document?
Nope. I've got at the moment I've got my best of ever stuff in one document. I've got my off cuts from, so all the stuff I've dropped in one document. I've got 2000, because I haven't done a show in the last couple of years. I've got my 2020 document, so every joke I wrote in 2020. And I've got a 2021 document, so I've got the same in that. And then when those two become a show, the off cuts will go into my off cut documents, and all the best of stuff will then join the best of. That's kind of my theory of how to do it. Because with off cuts, quite often I'll go back and I can make something work.
Yeah.
So I don't ever throw anything away.
Yeah.
Although I did just go through my notes, I deleted quite a few because there's some absolute nonsense. Like really rubbish. Just rubbish.
Yeah.
You have to write it all down.
Yeah. I feel like when I was first starting, writing stuff down was much more fruitful than it is now. When I write stuff down, like drunk with my friends, and look back at it the next day, I'm like, I found one from October with my friends, which was just drunk on an evening out. I wrote, hindsight's cunty cunty. Because it's meant to sound like hindsight's 2020, but it's like, in what world?
Don't sound the same.
Is that, no.
I've got one here. It says History Channel plus one. And I think that means like every, you know, you get any channel where it's plus one, mm-hmm. that is the history channel, oh, right. isn't it? Because it's something that's already happened. But I've racked my brain to try and think of how to word that, and I don't think it's funny enough to be worried about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the History Channel, or as other people call it, Channel 4 Plus 1. Does that come across, or do people think I'm making a thing that I don't think it's funny? I just don't think it's funny. That's the sort of thing that I write down and then I delete quite quick.
I wonder how long it will take to consolidate all my documents into one.
It'll take a while. It'll be a job like doing your tax return. Mm. It's got that vibe to it of going through your receipts.
Yeah.
But it is worth it, and it's really satisfying once you do it. Oh, and also what I did was I did a hard copy of everything just in case something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for when the internet falls.
For when the internet falls, I can still work.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. But I would do that if I were you, because you've probably got loads of gold in there that you now could make work if you went through it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's quite easy when you're doing it to just, your brain switches off and you can't really analyze it anything properly. And then you just go for a walk or something and then come back and carry on.
What do you do with audio files? Do you keep audio files? You record gigs and go, that worked, that didn't work.
No, I'm not very good at keeping track of those. Mm. I've got a load on my phone that I've never listened to. Mm-hmm. But videos, I always try and keep in one of my external hard drives to go back through if I need to. Mm-hmm. It's quite good watching like my first few shows, because there's jokes in there that I've improved, mm-hmm. and then I've updated them into new shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cool.
And that way, you know, like you say, it's, you're not going to miss anything. And then it's much easier when you move house that you haven't got to carry all these notepads around.
Yes.
So have you got any other little bits down?
God.
Just as we go into our last 10 minutes.
God. I really wish I'd prepared better. I'm so sorry.
No, it doesn't matter what it is, because it's all the process of doing stuff, even if it's something that you can't really make sense of. Mm-hmm. I think I've got something down here. Oh, is this Fuddy? I don't know about it. I don't know. I think I was having a nap, and then I thought of this, and then I had to quickly write it down. I always get astronomy and astrology mixed up. So that is something I really have to wreck my brains to work out which one's which. Like the other day, I was staring at Mystic Meg for a telescope. I don't know if that's funny, but I feel like there's something in that.
Yeah.
Like, because I've sort of got the two mixed up together there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But astrology involves what is like horoscopes and stuff.
That's Mystic Meg, isn't it?
And then astronomy is where are the stars and the planets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
Does it make sense? But I feel like even if that punchline doesn't make sense, I still think there is something similar you can do with it. So yeah, who knows? That something might happen with that.
Is the idea of this podcast that I help you? We workshop it into this like amazing bit of gold.
Yeah.
Because I'm really sorry that I can't. I'm just
no. What about this? I'm just going to go for my ideas now. So if you do, I'm going to do an impression now. That's frozen peas. Is that funny? I don't know. I was acting like I was frozen and going, because people do that when they're frozen, don't they?
Yeah.
Rubbish. Nonsense. Absolute garbage. I'm a mime artist. I don't ever paint sounds. Does that tell you that makes sense? And then I thought, oh, maybe I could be painting a mime artist. Or I paint a window that's not there. Or, do you know what I mean? Being a mime artist.
Yeah.
Or I pretend I'm painting.
All right.
Is that better? Yeah, I'm I'm a mime artist. I just pretend I'm painting.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
That's
rubbish.
Good.
Rubbish. Rubbish. Ditch it. I'm just doing
it's
these.
It's not
until
rubbish.
You,
I'm just panicking because I'm looking. I'm trying to look at my things and I don't know what to. Because yours are like, here is a joke, whereas mine are like, here is an experience and the consequential feelings I have. I've got one here that I think I've only said like twice, which was when I was internet dating over a year ago, all my clothes are like scruff bag clothes because I'd binned all my corporate wear when I quit my day job 8 years ago. And so everyone I go on a date with is there in a suit because they've just finished work and they're wearing like clicky smart shoes. And so they're all smart and I'm scruff bag. And so every date I'm on, I just look like I'm being really slowly and politely arrested. And I thought that was funny, but nobody else did. But it was how I felt. I felt like this sort of weird, like children's TV presenter clothing.
I think it's because it's arrested by like CID, isn't it? It's because they're detectives, aren't they? Rather than, because I think the first time, as soon as you say arrested, you think policeman in uniform.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
But I really like that as an idea. I've been watching a lot of crime dramas lately, so that's
Line of Duty.
Right up my street. Yes, well, yeah, I caught up in all of that, and then I just gone on a binge of any other crime bits. Because of this job, I'm never ever at home to watch a TV show that's on BBC or, and I just wouldn't think to watch it on iPlayer. So now I've got loads to catch up. I watched Unforgiven. That was great. Unforgotten.
Oh, right.
Unforgotten.
Yeah, I've heard that's good.
It's absolutely brilliant. Really good.
Cool. I will watch it when I finish Line of Duty. I'm having to rewatch a couple of episodes because I don't understand. It's quite complicated.
I say that actually. Yeah. So that didn't work with the. I like the idea of that. Because I guess.
I think I said it quite a few times, but mainly as just like to say a bit about like to let them know what's going on with my who I am and what's in my brain, rather than expecting like a large laugh. It was all around the same time as one of my friend's kids pointed out that I had odd socks, and I was like, just pointing out that I haven't got my shit together, and then I said. I couldn't explain it to her because the explanation for the odd socks is not that I just don't keep my socks in pairs. It's that two old pairs of socks have lost their partner. And so those odd socks, I've put them together in a lesbian couple for their twilight years, and they are now a pair. But you can't explain that to the 5-year-old who's like, why are your socks a different colour?
I think it's funny if you do explain it to them.
I explain it to the audience and they're like, what? No, actually they were into it. But
I like the idea of that though. It's like a divorced couples sort of together. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I don't know if this is weird, but I got so fed up of trying to match socks. I only ever buy black socks that look the same.
Yeah.
So they all match.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's wonderful because, you know, one might get a hole in it. So there's an odd one for a little while. But soon enough, another one dies. Those two match up. It's great. I recommend it.
Yeah. Well,
Someone bought me some bloody Avengers ones for Christmas and they look so out of place in that sock drawer. they must feel really uncomfortable. It's like they've gone to a fancy dress party and then it's like that scene in Only Fools and Horses when they're dressed up for fancy dress and it's a funeral. That's what those Avengers socks are doing. They've gone in there, I'm four. And everyone's like, calm down, guys. I do like the idea of you put in kind of like humanize socks, like what they must think.
Lesbians for their twilight years.
Yeah, I like it. I think you could go more into it. Can you think of anything for holes in socks? I had a hole in a sock the other day and there were people around and I had to go upstairs and stick it in the bin.
All my socks have got holes in, otherwise I can't get them on.
Yeah. Is that an old joke?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, it's like, not so like much an old
Cooper
joke,
isn't it?
My dad said it about pants when I was a kid. He was like, have you your pants not got holes in? How did you get them on? And I was like, lost my shit. I was like, that's brilliant.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I can imagine Tommy Cooper doing that. That's great. That's quality. I'm on TikTok and I watch all the comedy, so all the comedy stuff comes up and people put up really old stuff. And it's quite nice that just every so often just seeing that's a good Tommy Cooper joke, that. It's good. He had some good jokes. Solid jokes. He had good writers back then. Very good. Cool. Oh, bloody hell. One more bit. Any other bits you've got knocking see. About? Let us see. Let's both do one. I'll do another one of these because I was going through these earlier. You know when someone says, put your name down? I go, oh, Mark's a shit name.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Or something. Do people say that? Put your name down?
Put your name down.
Do you get it?
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm not able to give your jokes the... lols they deserve because I don't think they deserve
them. But it's quite, yeah, but it's one of those things where you panic a bit when someone does a joke that you have to think about. Like, I hate that. And I'm like, even on this podcast sometimes I'm like, oh god, I don't think I get it. And I used to panic about that, but now straight away I just go, sorry, don't know. Oh, that's what you mean. It's better to be honest and just say it. That's what I found.
Oh, here's one that never worked, but made me laugh, which was a true story. I was listening to the Welsh radio on my way into Wales, and I understand a bit of Welsh. I could speak a bit. And I was listening, and I was like, okay, I think they're talking about Brexit. They're talking about, like, negotiations. I listened for quite a while. I was like, I mean, I wouldn't get it if it was in English, but that's what it's about. And then I had just heard the phrase, Jack the Ripper, because they weren't talking about Brexit, but they will drop into English, and that lets you know how far through, like, how much you have got.
Right, okay.
And so they'll say, like, the odd word in English, but the word they said was Jack the Ripper. And then I was like, okay, I'm clearly listening to a programme nothing to do with Brexit. But I think I reacted a bit how you did, which was looked as confused. So never said it again. But I also did a gig in Wales just after that happened. And I told the Welsh comedians in the green room and they thought it was brilliant. They were like, use that, say it tonight.
So why is that? Because they know what those shows are like.
Yeah, probably.
And then how wrong you can be and what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. So that's quite specific. Because, yeah, exactly. That's it's a bit lost on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, it's true. It's true. It only works in.
I'm maybe I'm just a little bit a wrath.
It looks like you press. Then when you said that, it looked like you pressed something. Like you had to press the Welsh translate button as you said it.
If anyone that doesn't know, that means slow. Does it mean slow?
It does mean slow.
Yeah, I noticed that on the roads once. And then I think I had a bad gig in Wales and I was like, all those fuckers are slow.
I wrote that down in March 2020, so not even that long ago.
Oh, so you haven't really had a chance to even do it.
No. And at the same time, I wrote down my dad. So my dad is now taking over my mum for saying quotable mad things because he used to be my next of kin on all my form. Anytime I have to fill in a form, next of kin, I put my dad because I know his landline off by heart and he's my dad. But he gets so many junk phone calls now that he, rather than just making himself extra directory, he like delights in it. So if somebody rings him, he'll pick up the phone and he won't say hello. He'll just listen. And then they'll be like, Mr. Collier. And he'll be like, are you a naughty boy? Just like
no.
A man. Well, there was somebody who said to him...
That's so funny.
Somebody who said to him, so I need you to open up your laptop.
Just imagine that the next of kin phone call, you've had an accident.
Exactly. This is it. This is why I had to stop using him. So I'm like, I have to like use my sister or like.
Is that, was that where you were going with the routine, with the punch?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that I have to, because right. I think I was filling in a form about next of kin and it was just like,
is there something that could have happened to you that him saying something like, have you been a naughty boy, would work? Just to add a bit to the joke. Like,
oh, maybe.
I can't think of what other things has he said like that.
So one that he did was somebody called and it was like a scam and they were trying to get him to open up his like internet banking or something. And they said, right, so have you opened up your laptop yet? Have you opened up the web page? And my dad goes, yeah, oh, hang on, I've just had a pop-up come up. It says the person you're on the phone to is a dick. And the guy at the other end says, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
He didn't say that.
Yeah,
he said,
to my
fuck
dad.
You, bitch.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, that's brilliant.
So, yeah. The
so
potential...
is he just relaying these to you or have you heard him do it?
No, he's told us them. But we can hit when the phone rings. It's like, oh God, just like make yourself ex directory. Take this out of your life. But instead it's like he finds it funny and like likes to wind them up.
I think you should give an example of something that happened to you where he had to have a phone call and then say what he said. just make something up. I think that would, you know, that'd be a nice little add to the bit, I think, wouldn't it?
Okay. I'll try and...
This is a bit that you haven't really worked in properly yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. That's, you know, I think it's a good bit. That's really funny. And especially if you've done some bits about your mum, it's quite a nice link into... Mm. He's sort of taking it up a level, doesn't he?
Yeah. Thanks.
Jenny Collier! Tag a walker to Jenny Collier.
Good.
Yeah, never done that before.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, good stuff. Any feedback about the podcast, let us know at Jokes with Mark across all social media. As always, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Go check out the Patreon, our new podcast on the Patreon.
Do.
And there's loads of other great content on there, but I'm really excited about the new one. So go check that out. Patreon.com/jokeswithmark or it will be in the bio of all my social medias at jokeswithmark.
You can find it. You can find it. If you look for it, you'll find it.
Yeah. Joel, is there genuinely anything Mark. Else you'd like to... Is there anything more from you, Joel?
There's nothing more for me, Mark. But is there anything more for me?
No, nothing, Joel. Hashtag Ooga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.